Turn on.
Is it working?
Yep. Yep. Working.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. My name's Danny King. I'm an alcoholic and a drug addict. Hey. I'm really glad to be here today and be sober because usually I'd still be hungover and sleeping for another couple hours on a Saturday morning. I'm just glad that I'm awake and living life today because of CA. About 12, 13 years ago, when I was still a teenager, I was a pretty heavy alcoholic. And I think it was St. Patty's Day on my 16th birthday. I was so proud that I was getting served at Club Shamrock here in Big Bend that I called my brother and told him all about it. And he came down there and bought me some drinks, and he took me in the bathroom, and he was so proud of me. He gave me a nice big fat line of cocaine for my first time, and I loved it. And I always looked up to him. He's 8 years, eight years older than me. He's always there for me every time I needed something, and that was the coolest thing I could, to be like him. I wanted to be just like him. And for the next couple of years, drinking every day or, as much as I could and doing a lot of cocaine got me in some trouble. And I was facing some serious prison time, but I was able to make a deal with the DA to join the Army and get out of pretty much all my trouble, and I jumped at it, and I did that. I mean, that should have been the end of my story. I should have been doing good from then on, but unfortunately, being in the service was just a professional drinking career for a lot of years. Yeah. And then got deployed to Iraq in 2004, and there's no drinking allowed in that country. So that was a good thing, or it should have been a good thing. Should be the end of my story right there, but it's not. I was blown up by a roadside bomb in May of 2005 and crushed the whole left side of my torso. Ended up in the hospital on life support. And once I got off the morphine drip, when I was put on oral pain medication, was Percocet, and taking that on the stomach, just awesome. I mean, I fell in love again right away with Percocet. And even though I couldn't drink over there, I could get as many refills as I wanted. We moved around a lot to different fobs, and I'd go into another one and be like, oh, look, I'm empty. I'd get another refill. And I learned how to play the doctor shopping game, when I was still in another country, and I came home and it was even easier for me. This was 2005, 2006, where everybody was still a lot more patriotic and the war was all woo-hoo, everybody was happy and excited about it. So I was everybody's hero, and the doctors had no problem writing me prescriptions for Oxycontin or whatever I wanted. So I got into that, and then it didn't take long to find out I was diagnosed with PTSD, and along with that comes all the Xanax and whatever else I wanted, and so I just kept playing the prescription pill game until I realized after a couple of years of that, losing a couple of jobs and my fiance, almost losing my son, that I had a problem with pills, and so I needed to stop. And then I admitted I was an addict. I got some help, and I just went back to drinking because, there's nothing wrong with drinking. It's legal. Yeah. It's legal, everybody does it, and my whole family drinks and has no problem stopping. But when I start drinking, I cannot stop. I can go weeks without drinking without a problem, but once I start, I just cannot stop, and that's, I guess, what an alcoholic is. And I finally admitted that just not too long ago. But anyways, I'd say for a couple years, I was doing okay, and then I got back on the pills, and then ended up doing intravenous, shooting up heroin because the pills weren't strong enough anymore. And with that, it was shooting up cocaine and mixing back and forth and speedballing. And I could have died from that, but fortunately I didn't. And then November of last year, I got laid off, and pretty much all this entire, from November until just a little over a month ago, all I was doing was drinking in the morning and doing cocaine at night. And thought that I was okay because I wasn't using opiates anymore. I wasn't doing anything that, I was going to get sick off. I was like, well, I can stop cocaine, I can put it down. It's just a mentally addictive drug, but it wasn't. For me, it got to the point where my obsession for cocaine was as great or greater than my addiction to opiates ever was, because it took me to another place where I didn't have to think about anything. That, all my problems, all my pain was gone instantly. And I finally realized that my pain and my problems weren't gone. I just wasn't thinking about them, and they'd come back the next day just as bad, or if not worse than before. And I finally realized that just running in a circle and I was going nowhere fast. So came in here a little hungover one Saturday morning, but I got up in time to make it to the Razor's Edge at 9 o'clock, and I'm really glad I did because it saved my life, and I'm gonna keep coming back, and I'm not gonna stop because this makes a lot more sense to me than what I was doing. And just my life is going somewhere now. I'm not running in a circle. I'm going in a straight line in the right towards the right place. And everybody that I've met here has been awesome. I just hope that I can help newcomers as much as they helped me when I got here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad everybody else is here. I wish everybody another 24, and I'll pass with that.